Canada Day Live continues here. Jeremy Bradley at the controls. Thanks for tuning in at CanadaDayLive.ca. We're continuing our cross-country celebration now with a stop in PEI, and it's brought to you by Multiple Sarcasm, a new book shining light on the ridiculous and making you laugh when you're sick of constant political news from you-know-where. Well, what's it like crashing a backyard karaoke party or traveling with a train wreck colleague who insists on drama at every turn? Stories that achieve the ultimate climax in the new book at MultipleSarcasm.com and on Amazon and iTunes. Natalie McMaster, probably one of the most famed Canadian fiddlers, if I can say that, from Prince Edward Island, joining us on the line. Hi, Natalie.
Sounds lovely to me.
Well, happy Canada Day. Thanks for spending the holiday with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're just excited and everything's great here.
You know, we'll talk about our great country in a bit, but let me start with the fiddle, because it's not an instrument most people have an interest in playing. You've not only mastered it, you've slayed it. So when did that start? Where did your love of the fiddle come from?
Well, my environment, growing up in Cape Breton, being the daughter of Minnie and Alec McMaster, having the ancestry behind me, my relatives coming from Scotland and my relatives and cousins, and of course my famous Uncle Buddy McMaster, all being a part of my environment, I just heard that music very, very often, like every day. Sometimes live, sometimes just on recorded, could be an actual record or a cassette tape. And I grew up with it, and when we had functions on in the community, it was always based on the traditional music. So I think for any child growing up in that environment, you couldn't help but get a taste for that style of music, and in particular the fiddle, because it was all played on the fiddle.
It's very East Coast, though, but it certainly transcends, you know, across the country and, as you've experienced, around the world, I think.
Oh, for sure. I'm always amazed and proud and humbled all at the same time at how I can play this music from little old Cape Breton, and I certainly feel like it's little old Cape Breton, you know, our little nook in the world, in the big, beautiful world, and then people hear it that have never heard it before, and they just get it. It translates. It gets them excited.
Cape Breton, definitely a beautiful place. If somebody hasn't been there before, give us sort of like a tourist-type version. What, like, one or two things should we expect to experience there?
Well, you need to experience the music, because with the music, you're going to get a real sense of the people and the environment. And so you should go to a square dance. A square dance is a real cool thing. You could go to West Mabo on Saturday nights. Theirs go all through the year. Or Glencoe on Thursdays in the summertime. Or Brook Village on Mondays. And there are others as well, some regular ones through the week. And you could probably find one pretty well every night of the week through the summer. You should also go to a local community concert, because that's where you'll hear different varieties of music, whereas opposed to the dance is just usually one fiddler and piano player. And then you should go probably up Shedacamp Way, the fishing village, and go whale watching, or something really that really showcases the nature and the beautiful landscape and the ocean. That should do it. And of course, you might even poke your head in at my mother and father's place. They have an open door policy.
Well, okay, so if that's an invite, Natalie McMaster, I'm hearing that as an official invite. Let's do a road trip. Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh, my gosh. My mom does. She says to me every once in a while, she says, Natalie, don't be too friendly. We get piles of people in here.
But, you know, that does go, and that does say something about the East Coast, you know, friendliness and the mentality that the people have there, right? It is just a small community and everybody's welcome.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Her arms off before she would ever make anyone feel like they couldn't come in, before she'd ever make someone feel like not welcome. She would bend over backwards, and I keep saying to her, well, Mom, you give them tea and sandwiches, of course they're going to come back.
it's like when you feed those stray cats, right? They keep coming back. They've learned. So what you're suggesting is we're going to save a lot, because we're not going to have to pay for the hotel. We're going to eat. We're going to sleep. It's going to be a good time. All right. Watch for that later this summer, everybody. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Great.
Not to put Mom on the spot, but But, you know, there definitely is something about East Coast music. You know, the Celtic music, and I'm going to try to make a comparison. It might fail, but it would be like, you know, like poutine in Quebec, you know, Celtic music and the East Coast, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, but even more so, I know what you mean. They associate the poutine with Quebec. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, it's definitely associated. When I travel around, you know, down the States and those places, and people hear them from Cape Breton, they're like, oh my gosh, I hear there's a lot of fiddle music there. You know, they associate the fiddle with Cape Breton.
And this might be hard to pinpoint, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. What has been the highlight of your career up to this point?
I actually really like being on the spot.
Okay, all right.
There are many different elements of the career, right? There's performing, so mm-hmm. I could pick one of my top best that comes to my mind almost instantly when I think of best performance was one I did in Germany when I was in my 20s, early 20s. And I was shocked at the amount of people, and I was shocked at how they thought I was some sort of a rock star by the way they were jumping and screaming and mosh pitting, and it was nuts. So I'm not taking credit for it. I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. Germany really likes Celtic music, or certainly that festival did. Then in the world of, then there's the world of honors, you know, the honors that come across your way when you're not even thinking about those sorts of things, by way of awards and honorary doctorates or Order of Canada, those things, and of course the Order of Canada was probably the pinnacle of that. And then there's opportunities, like really incredible opportunities. I can remember being on Sesame Street. Mind you, it was a Canadian version. So it was called Sesame Park. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I've really made it. And when you're hanging out with the puppets. So, and all the different, I did like really cool commercials. The milk ad campaign. I was on all the milk cartons for a few months in Nova Scotia. And those things really stand out to me. They're like, it's just such an exciting journey.
Oh, absolutely. So, the Order of Canada, that's got to pay well. Trudeau's treating you good with that, right?
No, it was just, you just receive it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a huge honor, though, because it certainly does say something about your life and career and how the country views it, right?
Yeah, and you know, I don't ever pat myself on the back, so I still don't, but, you know, you get things like that, and I never, you know, I certainly don't put myself anywhere near some of those people that have received the Order of Canada that have come up with, you know, cures for illnesses and things like that. But it's nice that our country sees the value in simple things, too. I mean, me being a violinist or a fiddler, like, it's not like I'm saving lives, but you know, in a sense, it's teamwork, right? Mm-hmm. You have to appeal to a person's soul, too. And I know that music does that. And it's just nice that they're very, they cover a wide spectrum of things, for lack of a better word, with that Order of Canada for accomplishments. They cover a wide spectrum of accomplishments from different people, and it's nice to, nice to know that fiddle sneaks in there too.
Well, it's certainly, yeah, it's a great celebration of Canadian talent. And so what's on tap this year? You're in Prince Edward Island for the holidays. What's happening for Canada Day?
Well, for me, you know, I still get the biggest charge out of putting together music, musicians, playing music, writing, all those things. I said to my husband the other day, I said, it's a wonderful feeling. I'm never completely satisfied. I can't whet my appetite enough when it comes to music. Like, I just want to chew and chew and chew on it. Like, I want more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great to be able to play Canada Day. We have some awesome musicians with us, and PE Islanders included, of course, J.J. Chesson from the famous Chesson family, and then my own Mac Morin from PEI. And then we have a couple of cool dudes from Toronto, Mr. Elmer Fair and Ben Whitman on guitar and drums, and also a local bass player named Remy Arsenault. And so I'm very excited to play with all of them.
Let's talk about your kids, because talent, as you've said, has run through the generations and also your family. They are taking over the States. Is that maybe too big of a expectation? They've been on NBC, right? They've been on American television.
They were on American television, yeah. We got a call here, I suppose it was a year ago, or maybe a little bit more, and it was from the people at Little Big Shots, which I hadn't heard of at the time, but it's basically a kids' talent show with a major focus on the host, Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my gosh, when we got off the phone, they were inquiring. They wanted to inquire about the possibility of us going on the show. They'd seen the kids on YouTube. And so my husband and I talked about it, and we were both kind of like, no, I don't think we should do that. They're not old enough to enter into that world of officially performing or
show business.
Show business, making a career of it and all that sort of thing. I mean, if they want to do that, great. We're just a little shy because right now they're pretty young, and mm-hmm. I mean, Mary Frances was their oldest, and she was 10 then. So, we didn't know what to do. Anyway, so we ended up at some point just saying, "I don't think we'll do it." So we kind of turned it down, and then they changed a couple of ways things, and we ended up saying, "Okay." Janelle and I figured if it's coming around again, then we should probably do it, because it is. We recognized what an awesome opportunity was and what an experience it would be. And so we went for that. And we went down. And when we got down there, let me tell you, we had spent our days practicing our little number, you know, which is normally 8 minutes. We had to get it down to 2 minutes. And when we got down there, we realized, oh my gosh, we didn't really talk too much about the fact that these kids would be doing interviews with this Steve Harvey. And so that was really, then it was like, okay guys, it's no longer time to be polite. If you want to run up and jump on the couch and pull his ears, you know, I think they'd like that. Mm-hmm. It'll give them something to talk about and laugh at. And so our kids were very well behaved and very polite, and we were very proud of them. But there was definitely no jumping on the couches. Although, I will say, for the interview, they really focused on our three-year-old, Alex, because I guess he was the least shy, or shall we say respectful.
Right.
and then they did their number, and I was very proud of them. They all did a great job of the fiddle and dance, and we had an excellent time. We were there for a week, and Steve Harvey was amazing.
I'm going to put you on the spot again. Let's picture it. We're sending the kids away for the weekend. It's all about you, Natalie McMaster. Where in Canada do you go, and what do you do during that time? Just Natalie time.
Well, how long do I have? A day?
We'll give you a weekend. You've earned it. We'll give you a weekend.
Okay, thanks. Big weekend. And I suppose I would go to Cape Breton. I'd like to divide it up is what I'd like to do. I wouldn't be at the spa. I wouldn't be on a beach somewhere. I wouldn't be doing nothing. I'd be doing a bunch of stuff. I would, like, probably go to Cape Breton for a day and go to a square dance and spend my afternoon learning tunes, playing tunes. And then the next day I would maybe come up to back to... I go into Toronto, and there's great musicians there that I really want to play with, and I'd sit down and I'd write music. That's what I'd do. Isn't that boring?
It's your passion, right? So you enjoy it. And it's just like a writer, right? They might on the weekends spend their time writing while other people are at clubs, but it's what they live for. So no, I think that's great.
That's true. And the day-to-day that we live here, to squeak out that time where you can sit and focus to learn is very rare. I have to organize it. I have to sometimes get a babysitter over or leave the house or something to go to that effort. So yeah, I would do that.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, and happy Canada Day to you, Natalie.
Okay.